morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning from Mount Edgecombe High School is wrestling coach Mike Kimber. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
And we were both expecting Rich Calkins and the Lady Braves state championship volleyball team to be in this morning, but they must have more exciting things to do today. How's the mood at Edgecombe today?
Oh, you know, yesterday, I haven't been on campus yet today, but yesterday it was pretty good. It was a pretty exciting day to be a Mount Edgecombe Brave, that's for sure.
It's been a long time in coming, and these might be some volleyball players. we will talk volleyball, but Mike, since I have you captive here, let's talk a little bit about wrestling before we go to volleyball. And you guys had a great weekend, right?
Yeah, it's the best, it's the widest margin I've ever had a team win a tournament. In all the years that I've coached, we always have focused on winning the regional tournament. And before last year, I'd never actually won a tournament that wasn't the regional tournament. And this year, we've already won two tournaments, which is pretty exciting for us.
And this was down in Ketchikan. It was for real. You were scoring in 71.5-point spread. That's pretty significant.
It is significant. We went to bed on Friday night with a 30-point lead. And then after the semifinals, we had a 50-point lead. And basically by 11 o'clock, even if everybody had lost the match, we would have squeaked out a win.
All right. And you had five champions, all 170 pounds and up, and eight wrestlers in the finals, 12 out of 14 in the top four. You must be feeling pretty good about regionals.
We are feeling pretty good about regionals. We're walking with a little bit of confidence. I don't think overconfidence. We realize that the scores at the regional tournament are going to be much closer because we're going to enter four wrestlers in every weight class that we can. And what that does is it allows other teams to score pinpoints. And the two teams we're worried about are Craig and Sitka. Mm-hmm. And that's where we have our extra wrestlers, our inexperienced wrestlers. So we're putting them in there. So not only are they going to beat the kids that they normally beat, they're going to beat other wrestlers that we have. You know, there can always be an upset. And, you know, nothing's decided until you actually wrestle. So our fortunes at the region tournament are going to be based upon what our inexperienced wrestlers do at the regional tournament.
Okay. And so you have one more tournament to go in Juneau before regionals, right?
Yes, we're going to Juneau. And this Juneau trip is kind of like a dress rehearsal for the regional tournament. It's a ferry trip, and we can actually bring most of our team for cheaper than we can fly 14, so they let us take a few more kids. And it gets practice because this is really without a home tournament. This is the first time that we get to wrestle as a team this year. And it creates quite a bit different atmosphere. And there's not the individual attention you get when you travel with two coaches and 14 wrestlers. The kids have to be more independent. We rely more heavily on the captains to make sure that they prepare the inexperienced wrestlers and get things done.
Okay. Well, and we're going to get to see it. The regionals are going to be here in Sitka over at the BJ McGillis gym, and we'll get to see sort of it all, the culminating, all the strategy, all the tactics of the season will sort of boil down to one weekend.
Sure. You know, this year we're pretty straightforward. We're not going to be making a lot of changes at the regional tournament this year, that's for sure. But it's pretty exciting because there are a lot of exciting things happening at Sitka. Will Patrick is, you know, the number one ranked guy right now, and definitely I'd like to see him win a state championship. Last year is a little bit different when he was wrestling Jesse Rogers. You know, we wanted Jesse to win. We're cheering for Will. We're cheering for Mitchell Board and Darren Davis, all those guys. You know, we're a cross-town rivals right now in the region tournament, but once we get to state, we cheer for him. And Jalen Prince has the opportunity to do something really special. He could be a three-time state champion this year. Paul Johansson's in a great position to be a freshman state champion at 220 pounds. So there's some exciting things going to happen for us.
Yeah, Johansson kind of coming up behind Prince. And Prince, I guess he started in your program, never wrestled before, Mike. And
when never wrestled his freshman year. He wrestled 189 pounds and never wrestled, made it to state, won a match. Next year, we bumped him around. We figured out where he wrestled best, and he's had a lot of success since then.
Wow, it'll be quite the story to see how he does. Thanks a lot, Mike, for coming in and talking about wrestling. Mike Kimber is a wrestling coach at Edgecombe High School. Now I'm going to introduce Coach Rich Calkins of the state champion Lady Braves volleyball team. Right there, Rich.
Morning, Rob. How are you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, feeling pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Is that the understatement of the day?
I think so. I think it's still all kind of settling in still right now, and a lot of emotion still, and a little bit tired. It's a little stressful up there.
It's been a while in coming. I mean, I think you have wanted this one. I've known you for a long time, and you have wanted this one.
Well, we figured that, you know, we had always hoped that once we got a volleyball program that we would be able to build it up over the years to where the girls would contend for state championships. And this group, they did an awesome job up there and saved their best match to the state championship and really played great.
Yeah, you guys, you played Grace Christian, of course, Grace Christian.
We did, our nemesis from last year.
It's like Luke taking on Darth Vader.
There you go.
And Grace, I guess, beat you all in straight games last year.
They did. They beat us last year 3-0, and, you know, two of the games could have went either way last year, though. We got beat 26-24 and 25-23, and so I think that experience and that close match really paid off this year. And I know going into it, there were a lot of comments about how we didn't want to lose to Grace Christian again.
Yeah, it would have, but they didn't exactly make it easy. You did not run away with the championship games.
No, you know, the scores were definitely very competitive. We felt like we were in pretty good control of the match, but a couple of balls either way, and it could have been a different story. So, but we were real proud because when the tough plays needed to be made, the girls really stepped up and played aggressive and made those plays. And that was the difference. I think that we played a lot more aggressive than Grace Christian did. And we didn't look for them to lose the state championship to us. We looked to win it, and that's what happened.
Rich, who did you bring with you this morning?
I've got two of the girls that made it on to the All-State team, senior Brenna Johansson and freshman Taryn White.
So Brenna and Taryn. Brenna and Taryn? Brenna, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about it. I know I played a little volleyball. I played a little volleyball with your coach back in the day, and you guys lost the first game in the second round against Dillingham. And you're kind of smiling. Do you remember that game?
Yeah, we just weren't focused and we weren't trying our best.
What did Coach Calkins say to you after that game?
Just that we need to work harder and need to push.
Yeah, and that was the only game you lost.
Yeah.
In the whole state tournament, and so after that, did you feel like you were sort of back on track?
Yeah, I feel like we tried harder and focused more.
Yeah, Brenna, you're a senior.
Yeah.
And so you played against Grace Christian in the finals last year.
Yeah, I did.
Where did you recognize a lot of the girls on the other side of the net?
Yeah, I recognized a few of them.
So. Yeah. Did it feel good to kind of give them what they gave you last
year?
Yeah,
felt really good to get back and just win.
Okay, well, good. Congratulations. Taryn, why don't you come up to the microphone? Taryn, what grade are you in, Taryn?
I'm a freshman.
Freshman, where are you from?
Hoonah.
And where are you from, Brenna?
Hoonah.
Both from Hoonah.
Yeah.
Okay, so Taryn, this was your first year to kind of dial into the excitement. I guess you're probably hoping for three more years of just the same.
I hope so.
Another thing that kind of occurred to me is that, you know, unlike regionals, which is a double elimination tournament, you could not afford to lose any match in state, and I wonder if that affected how you felt about it. I mean, was there more pressure at state than regionals?
Yeah, but it made me push myself a lot harder.
Yeah. In regionals, you lost the first match to Petersburg, and you guys had to kind of claw your way back.
Mm-hmm.
Was that a good thing or a bad thing? Was it good to have to come back
yeah.
at all? Why?
Oh, we played harder.
Just yeah. Play harder. That's good, Taryn. How do you contribute most to your team? Are you a hitter, center, or what?
I'm a hitter.
What do you think makes your team so good? What is it? Outside of great coaching. Are you guys all friends off the court too?
Yeah.
And does being friends make you play better?
I think so.
Okay.
We're close.
All right. Well, good. Well, thanks for coming in this morning, Taryn. Yep. Rich, let me finish off with you here. You have been very close a lot of times in volleyball. I mean, what's the difference between this team and this tournament compared to some past years? What got you to the championship?
Well, I think going back to what you were talking about at regionals, losing to Petersburg the way we did, I think it really showed the resolve that the girls have. This team, when things went south, they always bounced back and managed to pull themselves out, and it was very competitive. And I think that was the key to this year's victory, is that going in the past, we knew we had chances and the girls would, I think, really wanted to win a state championship. But I think that this group of girls really knew that they could win a state championship and weren't going to let anything stand in their way.
Can that be taught?
I don't know that it can. I wish it could. If I could figure out how to teach it, I could write a book and make $1 million or two. But I think a lot of it's just in the chemistry of the team. And like Taryn said, these girls are all real close. And I think that our strength again this year was our team. You know, when we look back at the state championship match, I could sit here and point out specific times where each and every one of our girls contributed to the victory in a large way. And when the chips were down or Grace Christian was starting to make a run, there was always somebody there to step up and make a great pass or a nice set or, you know, get a kill like these girls did. And I think it was just total teamwork.
Lastly, Rich, you're not losing many of your players to graduation.
Well, we're losing three of them. We predominantly played seven girls, and you know, the three girls that we're going to lose are going to leave a big hole. You know, Brenna's been a stalwart for us in the middle for the last 3 years. She's been all state the last 2 years and all conference all three. And then Aquilina Active has been our libero for the last couple of years and just does a great job in the back row. And Danita White setting, and she had a great tournament serving the ball for us. So, but we have some girls coming up behind that we figure that we'll be able to plug in there. And, you know, we've been in this situation before where we've lost some key players, and some of the younger girls have really stepped up, and that's what we expect out of our program.
All right. Well, congratulations.
Thanks a lot. And thanks to all the people in Sitka that have been calling and sending their congratulations and everything. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's exciting. Rich Calkins is coach of the Mount Edgecombe Lady Braves. Brenna Johansson and Taryn White, freshman from Hoonah. Brenna Johansson, a senior from Hoonah. Two All-State players on the Lady Braves team. Thanks a lot for coming
in this
morning.
Thanks again, Rob.